This is Dabu 7. As police continued to search for the suspect that was tied into this UnitedHealth CEO assassination, it looks like some of the clues here are stacking up more like a riddle. And with the casings of these shells here being written on with words that say deny, defend, and depose, they are definitely clues or things that were put there to be found in the end. Now, they're saying that the gun used was a 9mm and that the shell casings at the scene had deny, defend, depose written on them carefully with a Sharpie marker. Now, some are pointing out that that is very close to Jay Feinman's book, Delay, Deny, Defend. Why insurance companies don't pay claims and what you can do about it. Now, that is very suspicious because that connection alone ties the whole thing into the healthcare, which the guy was a CEO of. And we come to find out that United has one of the, if not the highest percentages out there of not paying people out. Now, we've got some details on this individual. They're saying that they believe that he took this trip from Atlanta to New York. And if they know all this about him, I suspect they know his name or they have an ID and they're not releasing the information yet for whatever reason. But this individual was traveling with a backpack, and you can see right here. Now, this does not match with some of the shills were out there shilling almost immediately. I'm talking like Jack Posobiec on Twitter. You know, he's an information warfare specialist. You know what that is, right? A shill by definition for the government. Well, looky here. The image that he's sharing right here of this guy, where he supposedly dropped his mask. The jacket is different than this one, and the backpack is completely different. You can see this guy's got a black backpack on. And this guy's got one with the silver stripes or straps. So we have conflicting images right at the gate. How was that? How can it be black, be silver, and all this, all these differences? And almost it raises more questions as to how can this be? Is someone pushing a false image? Now, when it comes to this stuff, they say that the man took off and he fled through Central Park. They give a description of what he did, hopping onto a bike, getting to Central Park, and then fleeing into Central Park. And then when he exited, he no longer had the backpack. This is a look at the type of gun they're saying that this person used. It's a B&T Station 6.9. What you're looking at here is a 6.45, 45 caliber. And I want you to see, when watching the guy shoot it, he has to pull the back and twist it to reload the next shot right there. And that's how you got to shoot every shot. So a lot of people were saying they think that the gun jammed and then he finished off these shots. No, it looks like he was taking it shot by shot, and this is the exact type of weapon he used, but it was a 6.9 instead of a 6.45. And that's why it looked like it jammed, because he was doing that. People are not used to seeing that, which makes this a very rare gun. Police say that they're looking into a purchase of a gun just like this out of Connecticut. But if this guy traveled from Atlanta up to New York on like a 20-hour trip, then how did he get into Connecticut and all this other stuff these questions raise? But if you look at this video, if you go and you watch it and you see what the guy's doing, they believe that it was exactly this, like I just showed you, that he was operating. This is a gun that comes equipped with a sound suppressor. It retails for around $2,100. And it maintains a whisper quiet sound signature when shooting. Now they say this individual came up to an area in New York where he used a bogus driver's license to book a stay at this place where he was staying with complete strangers, which is just crazy to think. But he got away with all this with the fake ID, apparently, which is highly suspect, staying at this location. Again, here is one of the main shots that they're sharing out there, saying that this guy was smiling and talking to one of the ladies there, and it may be his downfall. The fact that he removed this from his face, this is as he was checking into that place, and that these things may ultimately take the guy down or not. Seems to me like there's something off about this whole thing. And when you look into why something like this would have went down, why an assassination would have went down to begin with, we come to find out that the CEO has been under investigation by the feds for high-level insider trading. And it just so happens that in connection with United is Palo Alto, which is the company that Nancy Pelosi is tied into. And we already know she is highly suspected of insider trading time and time again. She has like a wealth now, overall wealth of like $245 million. And people are asking, how did you get it? Well, we'll see what comes of this Doge and if they go in and if they bust all these people that were insider trading or not. Or if they just go untouched, you know, kind of similar to how Hillary did or not. With this investigation, clues are definitely out there. And to me, you don't go writing something on shelves like this unless you're doing it as like a clue, a tip-off, or a message to the authorities knowing that they're going to find them. But one major thing, takeaway outside of the shelves and the message here, is the image. So who is it? Which is it? Which guy? This guy on the right or the one on the left? Well, you better get that straightened out right at the gate because something's not right. Why was people shelling this image? If that's not him, why are they continuing to share it? And the backpack thing. Man, this reminds me of Boston all over again with the backpack. Anyhow, that is the latest. Join me for the live streams going live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern right here. Talking about this stuff in a lot greater detail and covering a whole lot more. Hope to see you guys there. Hit that subscribe button for more. Much love.